Deus in auditorium meum intente.
Domine ad adiuvandum me festina.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia.
All you who long to see the Christ, lift up your eyes to heaven's height, for there you will behold the sign of his eternal majesty. This star in light and beauty bright outshines the circle of the sun. It brings glad tidings to the earth that God in mortal flesh has come. Lo, Persian magi from the east, the gateway of the rising sun. Discern with wise and learned skill the royal standard of the king. This great one, who is he, they ask, the sovereign ruler of the stars. Celestial hosts before him quake, the light and skies obey his will. Some noble wonder we behold, that knows no limit, end or death. Sublime, exalted, boundless one, more ancient than the heights and depths. The King of nations, this is he, and sovereign King of Israel, pledged to their father Abraham and his descendants evermore. To you, Lord Jesus, glory be revealed to nations on this day, with God the Father ever blessed, and loving spirit ever one. Amen.
Lord, send forth your light and your truth. Defend me, O God, and plead my cause against a godless nation. From deceitful and cunning men, rescue me, O God. Since you, O God, are my stronghold, why have you rejected me? Why do I go mourning, oppressed by the foe? O send forth your light and your truth, let these be my guide. Let them bring me to your holy mountain, to the place where you dwell. And I will come to the altar of God, the God of my joy. My Redeemer, I thank you on the harp. O God, my God, why are you cast down, my soul? Why groan within me? Hope in God, I will praise him still, my Savior and my God. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Lord, send forth your light and your truth. Lord, keep us safe all the days of our life. Once I said, in the noontime of life I must depart, To the gates of the netherworld I shall be consigned for the rest of my years. I said I shall see the Lord no more in the land of the living. No longer shall I behold my fellow men among those who dwell in the world. My dwelling, like a shepherd's tent, is struck down and borne away from me. You have folded up my life like a weaver who severs the last thread. Day and night you give me over to torment. I cry out until the dawn. Like a lion, he breaks all my bones. Day and night, you give me over to torment. Like a swallow, I utter shrill cries. I moan like a dove. My eyes grow weak, gazing heavenward. O Lord, I am in straits, be my surety. You have preserved my life from the pit of destruction when you cast behind your back all my sins. For it is not the nether world that gives you thanks, nor death that praises you. Neither do those who go down into the pit await your kindness. The living give you thanks, as I do today. Fathers declare to their sons, O God, your faithfulness. The Lord is our Savior, we shall sing to stringed instruments in the house of the Lord all the days of our life. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Lord, keep us safe all the days of our life. To you our praise is due in Zion, O God. To you we pay our vows, you who hear our prayer. To you all flesh will come with its burden of sin. Too heavy for us our offenses, but you wipe them away. Blessed is he whom you choose and call to dwell in your courts. We are filled with the blessings of your house, of your holy temple. You keep your pledge with wonders, O God our Savior. The hope of all the earth and of far distant isles. You uphold the mountains with your strength. You are girded with power. You still the roaring of the seas, the roaring of their waves, and the tumult of the peoples. The ends of the earth stand in awe at the sight of your wonders. The lands of sunrise and sunset you fill with your joy. You care for the earth, give it water, you fill it with riches. Your river in heaven brims over to provide its grain, and thus you provide for the earth. You drench its furrows. You level it, soften it with showers. You bless its growth. You crown the year with your goodness. Abundance flows in your steps. In the pastures of the wilderness it flows. The hills are girded with joy, the meadows covered with flocks. The valleys are decked with wheat, they shout for joy, yes, they sing. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. To you our praise is due, in Zion, O God. On that day the branch of the Lord will be luster and glory, and the fruit of the earth will be honor and splendor for the survivors of Israel. He who remains in Zion and he that is left in Jerusalem will be called holy, everyone marked down for life in Jerusalem. All the kings of the earth will bow down in worship.
All the kings of the earth will bow down in worship.
Men and women of every nation will serve him.
They will bow down in worship.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
All the kings of the earth will bow down in worship.
The wise men offered gifts of gold, frankincense and myrrh to the Lord. The Son of God and King Most High. Alleluia. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies. Free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. The wise men offered gifts of gold, frankincense and myrrh to the Lord. The Son of God and King Most High. Alleluia.
Let us rejoice in the compassion of Christ, who came to free mankind from the slavery of corruption, and to give us the freedom of the sons of God. Trusting in this divine compassion, we plead.
By your birth, deliver us from evil.
Lord, you existed before the ages, yet you entered into a new life. Renew us continually through the mystery of your birth.
By your birth, deliver us from evil.
Without surrendering your divinity, you wondrously took on our humanity.
Grant that our lives may press on to a fuller participation in your divinity.
By your birth, deliver us from evil.
You came to be a light to the nations, the teacher of holiness. Let your words be a light along our way.
By your birth, deliver us from evil.
Word of God made flesh in the womb of the Virgin Mary, you entered this world. Live in our hearts always through faith.
By your birth, deliver us from evil. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
O God, whose only begotten Son appeared in our very flesh, grant, we pray, that we may be inwardly transformed through him whom we recognize, that we may be inwardly transformed through him whom we recognize as outwardly like ourselves, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
Dominus nos benedicat, et ab omni malo defendat, et ad vitam perducat aeterna.
Amen.
Pray for us, O most holy Mother of God,
that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ.
We are in our last days to register for the Malvern Sing the Hours retreat in Pennsylvania. We invite you to join us. We're going to learn how to chant better, how to pray better, how to do the liturgy better. We're going to do beautiful masses, sing all the offices, and it happens to be on the feast of the conversion of St. Paul the Apostle from January 24th to 26th. Sign up today at singthehours.org/retreats. And thank you always for joining us in prayer and for offering the sacrifice of praise with us before God the Father, just like my baby girl's doing right now. Have a great rest of your day. God bless.